Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, January 20th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly higher open, with S&P futures indicating up 0.2% a little before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight treasuries are higher across tenors. The 10-year JGB yield is below 0.4%. The U.S. dollar is largely range-bound, firmer against the yen and sterling. Crude blends are higher, precious metals up, other commodities also slightly better bid. In Asia, equities ended Friday mostly higher as trading fell away just before the Lunar New Year holidays. European equity markets are firmer early in their session. Central bank policy still front and center, as on Friday, China left its loan prime rates unchanged as expected. While no change was likely ahead of the Lunar New Year, expectations have been leaning towards a modest cut to the 5-year LPR. Better than expected December activity seemingly lessened the urgency, and the COVID situation spurred hopes of a quick economic recovery. While the PBOC left LPRs unchanged, it also injected the most liquidity into its financial system over a 5-day period on record. Moving to the macro data front, Japan December core inflation topped 4%, more than double the BOJ's price stability target and the highest since 1991. German PPI eased in December, but still came in above consensus. December UK retail sales unexpectedly declined, with volumes of goods purchased in shops and online dropping 1% in December. And UK GFK consumer confidence data dropped for the first time in 3 months in January. The GFK said the measure of confidence declined 3 points to negative 45, the third lowest reading since records started in 1974. On today's U.S. macro calendar, December existing home sales. In corporate news, the Wall Street Journal reports the FCC is looking into T-Mobile's U.S. data breach. On the healthcare front, the FDA issued a complete response letter for the accelerated approval submission of Eli Lilly's, pardon the pronunciation, donanemab for the treatment of early symptomatic Alzheimer's disease due to the limited number of patients with at least 12 months of drug exposure data provided in the submission. On the earnings front, in Europe, Ericsson Q4 net profit and EBIT missed on a slowdown in 5G equipment sales, though revenue slightly beat. Shares are down more than 6% in Europe. In the U.S., Netflix reported Q4 earnings post-close on Thursday. Shares were up more than 6% in the after-hours market as subscriber numbers lifted. At the same time, co-founder Reed Hastings announced that he is stepping down as co-CEO. Earnings today will include State Street, Regions Financial, Huntington Bank shares, and SLB posting their results before the open. Asian equities ended Friday mostly higher as trading fell away just before the Lunar New Year holidays. Greater China led with notable gains in Hong Kong's energy sector. Japan also closed with modest gains. South Korea snapped a 2-day losing streak while Australia was up again. Southeast Asia tilted more negative, with India down. Notably, most of Asia will be offline for at least the beginning of next week in respect of the Lunar New Year holiday. In regards to the holiday, China has expressed some concern and warnings over the potential for a further COVID outbreak. But China's top health officials said the country's COVID infections had fallen to a relatively low level and that the number of patients with severe illness was also declining. European indices have opened in positive territory. In the UK, Chancellor Hunt warned Conservative MPs not to expect tax cuts in March. Hunt told Conservative MPs cutting taxes now would be irresponsible at a time of high inflation. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, January 20th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time. FactSet.